This week we're introducing a new feature focused around recommendations from all of our many, many interesting guests. I'm a big fan of Pop Culture Happy Hour, which has What's Making You Happy This Week. So in honor of that, we decided to call our feature What's Making You Sappy This Week. So we're each week share some interesting recs from some of our guests, past, present, and maybe even future.
Ben Stokes, and I'm a game designer and civic academic around play. So of course, I've been interested in things that have play during the pandemic, but I actually feel like audio experiences have been capturing my attention because I have so much screen time. I'm spending so much time in front of Zoom screens that when I can layer audio, I find it much less intrusive and more rejuvenating. And there have been some small theater productions of audio experiences that you call into that I've been particularly fascinated by. We have a local experimental theater company, Woolly Mammoth, here in DC, that has been doing a production called Human Resources. And I just love the idea that there are theater companies putting on call-in theater. And so I think there are some really interesting innovations like this that are popping along with some of the Zoom interactive dramas and narratives. I find those somewhat interesting, but the audio alone and the idea that you could listen to it while you move about space, I think that's an area I'm really excited about, seeing if it will grow or if it's just something that we need during this pandemic.
Rhianna Estrada, I'm a visual artist, and I'm the co-founder and creative director of Public Matters. And I think maybe several months ago, I came across this book that's just been published called Black Freedom Beyond Borders, Memories of Abolition Day. And that was it was shared as part of a webinar that PolicyLink put out. And it was done in conjunction with the Wakanda Dream Lab. And it was so incredibly refreshing to be able to imagine. Like, they didn't put a date on what that future time was of abolition of prisons. But it tried to imagine a point in time past that, what would the world look like post abolition? What would it mean for justice, for equity, for our sense of humanity? And it's an anthology that was created collaboratively in part because the different authors met, and there are points where their stories overlap and intersect. And so I think in the spirit of imagination, I think I would offer that up as a suggestion. Could I add another one? So the other side to that and guilty pleasure during the pandemic time is my husband and I have been binge watching Parks and Rec. Because we are committed to figuring out ways to work with our governmental and public agencies. And I think humor and absurdity is important. It's one of those things that nourishes us and keeps us going.